Thank you, Mac, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ready?
Yes, Bob.
Mr. President, before I go up to testify today, I wanted to check on the advantages and disadvantages of a strike on the 23rd Saigon time, which would be the night our time. Dean tells me that the Soviets are considering the British proposal. They've not given an answer yet. The British are opposed to any strike in this interim period. Max is in with a cable this morning that came in about an hour or two ago, recommending against it on the 23rd, but proposing we plan it for the 24th, and that would be my recommendation. If it's agreeable with you, we'll go ahead on that tentative plan.
What about the Soviets moving these anti-aircraft stuff in?
Well, we're not entirely sure they are. There are just a lot of rumors that they're doing it, but this is about what we would expect would be the result of the Kosygin visit. I don't think it's going to be done very soon, and I don't believe the capability will develop quickly because it's complicated equipment unless they send their own people to man it. It's not going to be effective.
UP yesterday said, did you see the AP story?
Yes, and I saw one this morning, too. But I doubt very much that the movements have occurred. And as I say, if they are underway, it's about what we'd expect, but we wouldn't think that they would substantially increase their capability soon. It's the same problem they had in Cuba. They either have to train Cubans to do it, which takes a year or so, or they have to send their own people in.
Well, that story said they were sending their own people.
Well, it's certainly none of our intelligence information gives any clear indication of what's happening. I think there was a report out of Hong Kong, and then there was another report based on a statement by one of their people at a trade union meeting. But the statement, which I read an extract from, was very vague and general and could be interpreted in several different ways. In any event, I think we ought to, let's assume the report is correct, that they are sending in any aircraft equipment. This is about what we would expect as a result of the Kosygin visit. I wouldn't have expected it quite this soon, and I don't think it'll be effective in any case quickly.
Okay, what do we do? Just ride today and do nothing?
I'd ride today, Mr. President. There will be time tomorrow morning for you to decide to go ahead on the 24th Saigon time if you choose to do so.
All right. Will you run into a lot of questions on the Hill?
I don't think so. I spent all morning, whenever the last day was, I was there Friday, I guess, on Vietnam, which was the second or third half-day session I'd spent on Vietnam. I don't think it'll be too much today.
Bob, I think if you do run into any questions, you ought to say that when we went into Korea, there's some question about the Congress not expressing themselves. Senator Taft said that he agreed with what was done, but he didn't like the way it was done. He thought Congress ought to authorize it. And for that reason, last summer and fall, when we had all this trouble, we asked the Congress for a resolution, and the Congress gave it to us. And they said that we not only approve, I've forgotten what the other word is, but the strong word, and it's approve, declaring the aggressor and fighting the aggressor and opposing him on any attempts that he makes on our armed services or on South Vietnam, and they passed 502-2. Now, if anybody wants to see what our policy is, as expressed by the Congress, that we've had a clear expression on this, and here it is, and this is it, and this is, and here's the statement that transmitted it, and get them back to where we do have a policy.
Well, you used that so effectively Thursday night that I got a copy Friday morning, and I carried it with me to the hearing Friday morning. I didn't have to use it, but I'm going to carry it with me to all the hearings hereafter. I thought that was a magnificent way to handle it.
I read it last night again, and what Rusk said and what I said and all the statements of time, we all said we're not trying to seek any wider war, but here's what the Congress says. Now, anytime anybody asked me, newspaper man, anybody else, I'd say, well, now, Commander-in-Chief has certain inherent powers as Commander-in-Chief. But it so happens in this instance, the Congress has expressed itself very definitely, and here's what it has said, period. So we get that in the record.
Well, I thought that was perfect, and I will be prepared to do that. I've got it right in my file of papers.
Okay.
Thank you.